Oh, हरे कृष्णा. परमपूज्य चंद्रभोरे महाराजांचं प्रवचन इंग्रजी मध्ये होईल आणि त्याचा मराठी अनुवाद होईल.
भगवते वासुदेवाय Astradadana purusha dharmas yasya parantapa apraptyamam nivartante vittya samsara vartmani. Maybe we can do it together. Astradadanam purusha
purusha
astradadana purusha Tamasyasya parantapa aprapya mam nivartante aprapya mam nivartante mrityu samsara vartmani mitya samsara vartmani
mitya samsara vartmani
astradana purusha
astradana purusha
tamasyasya parantapa
tamasyasya parantapa
prapyamam nivartante
prapyamam nivartante
mitya samsara vartmani
mitya samsara vartmani
word for word astradana Purusha
Purush
Dharmasya
Dharmasya
Dharma Marga
Dharma Marga
Asya
Asya
Ya
Ya
Parantapa
Parantapa
He Shatrunta Nash Karnava
He Shatrunta Nash Karnava
Aprapya
Aprapya Rapta Nahota
Rapta Nahota
Mam
Mada
Nivartante
Nivartante
Paragyata
Paragyata
Mitya
Mrityuja
Samsara
Bhauti Jagata
Bhauti Jagata
Vartmani
Vartmani
Margava
Margava
Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Those who are not faithless, I'm sorry, those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain the unconquerable enemies. Therefore, they return to the path of birth and death in this material world.
आपण भगवत गीता जशी आहे तशी अध्याय 9 श्लोक क्रमांक 3 यावर चर्चा करतोय. अध्यायाचं शीर्षक आहे राजविद्या राजविषय. श्लोकाचा अर्थ असा आहे, हे परमतप अर्जुना, ज्याची या भक्ती मार्गाला श्रद्धा नाही त्यांना माझी प्राप्ती होऊ शकत नाही. म्हणून या भौतिक जगतामध्ये जन्म मृत्यूच्या मार्गावर त्यांचे पुनरागमन होते. तात्पर्य, अश्रद्धाळू लोकांना भक्ती मार्ग साध्य होऊ शकत नाही, हेच या श्लोकाचे तात्पर्य आहे. भक्तांच्या संगतीत श्रद्धा निर्माण होते. महान व्यक्तींकडून वैदिक शास्त्राचे सर्व प्रमाणे ऐकून झाल्यावरही दुर्दैवी लोकांची परमेश्वरावर श्रद्धा स्थिरावत नाही. ते नळमय वृत्तींचे असतात आणि भगवत भक्तीमध्ये दृढपणे स्थिर राहू शकत नाही. म्हणून कृष्ण भावनेमध्ये प्रगती करण्याकरिता श्रद्धा ही गोष्ट अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण आहे. चैतन्य देवतामृतात म्हटले आहे की भगवान श्रीकृष्णांची केवळ सेवा केल्याने मनुष्याला सर्व संसिद्धी प्राप्त होऊ शकते. यावर दृढ विश्वास असणे म्हणजे श्रद्धा होय. याला वास्तविक श्रद्धा असे म्हणतात. श्रीमद भागवतात सांगितल्याप्रमाणे वृक्षाच्या मुळाशी पाणी घातल्याने वृक्षाच्या शाखा टहाळ्या पाने इत्यादी सर्व काही टळटळीत होतात आणि पोटाला अन्न पुरवल्याने शरीराची सारी इंद्रिये तृप्त होतात. त्याचप्रमाणे भगवंतांच्या दिव्य सेवेमध्ये युक्त झाल्याने सर्व देवदेवता आणि इतर जीव आपोआपच संतुष्ट होतात. म्हणून भगवद्गीतेचे अध्ययन केल्यावर आपण या निष्कर्षावर आले पाहिजे की मनुष्याने इतर सर्व उद्योगांचा त्याग करून भगवान श्रीकृष्णांच्या सेवेचा स्वीकार केला पाहिजे. जीवनाच्या या तत्वज्ञानाविषयी खात्री पडणे म्हणजे श्रद्धा होय. या श्रद्धेचा विकास करणे म्हणजे कृष्ण भावनेची पद्धती होय. कृष्ण भावना भावित मनुष्यांच्या 3 श्रेणी आहेत. ज्यांना श्रद्धा नाही ते तिसऱ्या श्रेणीमध्ये लोक आहेत. वर करणे जरी ते भक्तीमध्ये युक्त असले तरी ते परमोच्च सिद्धावस्था प्राप्त करू शकत नाही. कालांतराने ते भक्ती मार्गापासून पतित होतात. असे लोक भक्ती करतील परंतु त्यांच्या ठिकाणी पूर्ण निश्चय आणि श्रद्धा नसल्यामुळे त्यांना कृष्ण भावनेमध्ये अधिक कारणाने फार कठीण जाते. आमचे प्रचार कार्य करताना आम्हाला प्रत्यक्ष अनुभव आहे की काही लोक अंतस्थ हेतू धरून कृष्ण भावनेमध्ये येतात पण आर्थिक दृष्ट्या जेव्हा ते स्थिर होतात तेव्हा या पद्धतीचा त्याग करतात आणि पुन्हा आपल्या जुन्या जीवन पद्धतीकडे वळतात. केवळ श्रद्धेद्वारे मनुष्य कृष्ण भावनेमध्ये प्रगती करू शकतो. श्रद्धेच्या विकासासंबंधी विचार करावायचा झाल्यास भक्तिशास्त्रामध्ये जे त्रिकोण आहेत आणि ज्यांनी दृढ निष्ठा स्तराची प्राप्ती केली आहे ते कृष्ण भावनेच्या प्रथम श्रेणीमधील मनुष्य होत. जे भक्तिशास्त्राच्या ज्ञानात अधिक त्रिकोण नाही परंतु ज्यांच्या ठाई आपोआपच दृढ विश्वास आहे की कृष्ण भक्ती किंवा कृष्ण सेवा हा सर्वोत्तम मार्ग आहे ते द्वितीय श्रेणीतील लोक. अशा दृढ विश्वासामुळे ते कृष्ण भावनेचा स्वीकार करतात. याप्रमाणे शास्त्रांचे पूर्ण ज्ञान नसलेल्या किंवा दृढ विश्वास असलेल्या आणि सत्संग व निष्कपटता यांच्याद्वारे आचरण करण्याचा ते प्रयत्न करत असतात. तृतीय श्रेणीतील लोकांपेक्षा द्वितीय श्रेणीतील व्यक्ती हे श्रेष्ठ आहेत. कृष्ण भावनेमध्ये तिसऱ्या श्रेणीच्या मनुष्यांचे पतन होऊ शकते परंतु जेव्हा मनुष्य द्वितीय श्रेणीमध्ये असतो तेव्हा तो पतित होत नाही आणि प्रथम श्रेणीतील मनुष्याचे पतन होण्याचा संभवच नसतो. प्रथम श्रेणीतील मनुष्य निश्चितच प्रगती करतो आणि शेवटी त्याला अभीष्ट सिद्धी प्राप्त होते. कृष्ण भावनेतील तृतीय श्रेणीमधील मनुष्यांचा विचार केल्यास जरी त्याला विश्वास असला की कृष्ण भक्ती शुभकारक आहे तरीही श्रीमद भागवत आणि भगवत गीतेसारख्या शास्त्रांमधून श्रीकृष्णांचे पुरेसे ज्ञान प्राप्त झालेले नसते. काही वेळा कृष्ण भावनेतील या तृतीय श्रेणीमध्ये लोकांचा कर्मयोग आणि ज्ञानयोगाकडे थोडासा कल असतो आणि म्हणून ते कधी कधी विचलित असतात. परंतु जेव्हा कर्मयोग आणि ज्ञानयोगाचा संसर्ग नष्ट होतो तेव्हा ते द्वितीय श्रेणीतील किंवा प्रथम श्रेणीतील कृष्ण भावना भावित मनुष्य श्रीकृष्णांवरील श्रद्धेच्याही 3 श्रेणी आहेत आणि त्यांचं वर्णन श्रीमद भागवतात करण्यात आले आहे. श्रीमद भागवतात 11व्या स्कंदामध्ये प्रथम द्वितीय आणि तृतीय श्रेणीच्या आसक्तींचे वर्णन करण्यात आले आहे. भक्तीचे श्रेष्ठत्व आणि श्रीकृष्णाबद्दल श्रवण केल्यानंतरही ज्यांच्या ठिकाणी श्रद्धा नाही आणि ज्यांना वाटते की ही केवळ अनावश्यक प्रशंसा आहे, त्यांच्यासाठी जरी ते भगवत भक्तीमध्ये युक्त असले तरी हा मार्ग अत्यंत दुस्तर आहे. अशा लोकांना संसिद्धी प्राप्त करण्याची अत्यंत अल्प आशा आहे. म्हणूनच भक्तियोगाचे आचरण करण्यात श्रद्धेला अपार महत्व आहे.
Devotional service, I will achieve the goal.
भक्ती मार्गाचा अवलंब केल्यानं मी ध्येय साध्य करेन.
Without that faith, one cannot remain. As it says in this verse, those who have no faith, or little faith, they leave after some time. So faith is essential. And faith is fortified, faith is strengthened by the association of persons who are very strong in faith. We get faith, we get enthusiasm, we get inspiration from others. Therefore, association and hearing is important in order to develop faith. And that faith gives us what we say, knowledge. We perform an act of devotional service, we get the results, the knowledge comes, faith increases. But faith can be easily, what we say, destroyed or cannot develop by having wrong understandings or by association with persons who have little or no faith. Faith is a very delicate thing, can be easily broken in the wrong association or by having wrong understanding. But faith applied to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and faith applied to the process as given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will bring about success. It says that by faith one comes to associate with devotees. As faith increases, one engages in devotional service. And through that engagement, one decides to take what we say initiation. Takes shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, receives relevant and regular instructions, and follows the process carefully. And by having faith in the spiritual master and the instructions given by the spiritual master, one gets the results. And then faith becomes stronger. Then when through experience of devotional service, when knowledge develops, knowledge of my relationship with Krishna, knowledge of Krishna, then that knowledge and faith become one. Then one can conclusively and assuredly say that if I follow this process, then I know definitely, without a doubt, I will achieve perfection in life. Here it's explained that there are three categories of faith. Those who have little knowledge and little faith. What happens to them? If they're challenged by something outside or someone who has no faith, they may become swayed, they may lose their faith, they may give up.
बाहेरच्या परिस्थितीने जे कोणी व्यक्तीने त्यांना आव्हान दिलं तर त्यांची श्रद्धा घडू शकते.
One who has more knowledge and more faith, second class, they may come in contact with opposition, hear contrary ideas and opinions, and also sometimes experience defeat. But still, because they have enough faith, they will continue, even despite the fact that they are not getting the immediate results.
दुसरा स्तर आहे त्यातील जे त्यांच्याकडे थोडं अधिक ज्ञान आहे, अधिक श्रद्धा आहे, त्यांच्याबाबत काय होतं त्यांना पण आव्हान येतात, विरोध होतो, परंतु त्यांच्याकडे तसं ज्ञान असल्यामुळे सोडून जात नाही, तरी त्यांना त्वरित यश मिळत नाही, तरी ते टिकून राहतात.
And the highest is one who has firm faith and can defeat all opposing arguments and will never leave the path under any condition and can convince others to take to the path.
आणि तृतीय स्तर आहे ज्यामध्ये त्यांना पण विरोध झाला तर ते विरोधामुळे विरोध करतात त्यांना पण ते ठामपणे पटवून देऊ शकतात.
In the Christian scriptures is a very interesting statement made by Lord Jesus Christ in relationship to faith.
Christian shastra madhe Lord Jesus Christ shraddhe vishayi atyanta sundar vidhan kartat.
You should put your cell phones on silent mode.
Kripaya sarvani apne bhraman dhvani mobiles
and have faith. You will not miss anything.
Mobile bande khagamore haji shirka kya tumse kahi nuksan hona nahi. To kya sakane cell phone mobile bande kara jab kare na aage to problem nahi.
And even if you do, still it doesn't matter. Don't repeat that. Hadi
sukadriya phar mat tar padna nahi.
And Lord Jesus Christ said, if you have a faith the size of a mustard seed, you know the mustard seed you use for cooking, small room, if you have that much faith, you can tell a mountain to go into the ocean, and that mountain will go into the ocean. And
Jesus has said, if you have a faith the size of a mustard seed, you know the mustard seed you use for cooking, small room, if you have that much faith, आणि तुम्ही पर्वताला म्हणता की हे पर्वत आता समुद्राकडे होता तर तो पर्वत देखील हाले असं कळलं.
Faith is so powerful.
श्रद्धा इतकी प्रभावी आहे.
Because when you have faith in the Lord, when you have faith in the process given by the Lord, by his representatives, and you apply that faith in your day-to-day practice of devotional service, you bring to you so many possibilities that will strengthen your faith even more. Your experiences become what we say constant.
जर आपली श्रद्धा भगवंतावर, भगवंताच्या वाणीवर, भगवंताच्या प्रतिनिधींवर असेल तर आपल्याला इतकं बळ प्राप्त होतं, आपली श्रद्धा इतकी दृढ होते की आपण आपल्याला अनेक शक्यता प्राप्त होतात आणि या सगळ्या श्रद्धेच्या शक्तीद्वारे आपण अनेक गोष्टी साध्य करू शकतो.
Faith is that conviction that if I simply follow this process given by the Supreme Lord, because this process is given by the Lord, it's not given made by what we say some person in this material world, it's given directly by the Lord.
He padat ke sakshat bhagavanta ne dile ya jagat kutya vyakti ne dile nahi ani ta prati ki shraddha aste,
and it's proven to be successful by those who are following it and getting the results.
जे लोक या मार्गाचं पालन करत आहेत त्यांची सिद्ध झालेली गोष्ट आहे, त्या लोकांना त्याचे परिणाम प्राप्त होते, यशस्वी होते.
We have the example. Not was it a one year ago, one of the wonderful brahmacharis who later became a grihastha in the Radhagopinath ashram, Stoka Krishna Guru. Although he came down with a very unusual disease at such a young age, still he never gave up his faith because of being in a very unfortunate position. Here was a young man who for most of his life in devotional service lived in the Brahmacharya ashram, and then just 2 years practically before he left the world. He got married, and his wife had a very new baby girl, just right after he got this disease.
And the Brahmachari Ashrama madhe the grihastha ashrama madhe gelyanantar kahi kaalanantar tyana rog zala. 2 varshachya darmyanantar tyana rog zala ani nuktas tyana zala ek nuktas chotishi mulgi pan hoti.
He was only 34 years old.
The wife is only 34 years old.
So someone might think, wow, I'm so young, I'm in the prime of my life, I'm just beginning my family life, look what God has done to me. It's a reason to give up your faith. It's a reason to become what we say doubtful, and even what we say angry. But because of his association with so many great souls and practicing devotional service, he understood from his own experiences and from having faith in the Lord that this, what was happening to him, was not only something bad, but actually was something good.
जो कृष्ण प्रभू त्यांनी सगळ्या भक्तांच्या संगतीमध्ये होते उच्च भक्तांच्या संगतीमध्ये त्यांना एक आपलं देखील होतं की माझ्या जीवनात जे आता घडत आहे ते काही कृष्ण घडत नाही ते खरं तर एक अर्थ चांगलं होत आहे.
कृष्ण हॅज गिव्हन मी दिस मर्सी जस्ट टू प्युरिफाय मी सो ही कॅन टेक मी बॅक टू दिस स्पिरिच्युअल वर्ल्ड.
कृष्णाने मला ही संधी दिली आहे जेणेकरून मी शुद्ध होईल आणि भक्तांच्या नामाला परत.
To have that kind of faith at such a young age when one is still beginning their life, it's quite
rare.
It's amazingly rare and wonderful. I mean, for somebody like in their 60s or 70s, if that happens, they may understand. When you're 30 years old and you've been practicing devotional service good part of your life and you've been sincere, and all of a sudden everything changes and you're about to leave the world. Imagine what it's like to be in that situation. You can't. It's impossible.
Kalpana kara asha paristhiti madhe ekadi vyakti ahe par avghad ahe ashakya ahe.
But still he had faith that this was the best thing.
Parantu tyanchi shraddha hoti ki majhyasathi sarvottam jhalela ahe.
And he increased his devotional service. So much so that those who were his former colleagues and associates who used to teach him, he was teaching them.
इतकी त्यांची श्रद्धा त्यांनी वाढवली इतके ते प्रगत झाले की जे कोणी त्यांचे वरिष्ठ होते किंवा जे त्यांना नेहमी उपदेश द्यायचे वरिष्ठ तर त्यांच्या उदाहरणामुळे वगैरे ते त्यांना उपदेश देऊ लागले.
That's faith.
ही श्रद्धा आहे.
The Christians have a nice saying, what is faith?
ख्रिश्चन लोकांमध्ये खूप सुंदर ही धारणा आहे की श्रद्धा म्हणजे नेमकं काय.
I hope you don't mind me quoting Christianity.
मला आशा आहे की मी ख्रिश्चनिटी बद्दल सांगताय तुम्हाला वाईट वाटणार नाही.
I used to be one. The Christians say faith is the proof of things yet to come and the evidence of things unseen. If you have faith, that's proof that there something will come according to that faith. It's evidence. It's like tangible, practical understanding of the future. That's the power of faith. Prabhupada used to say, Chin Hare Krishna, be happy.
प्रभुपाद म्हणाले हरे कृष्ण जप करा आणि आनंदी व्हा.
तुम्ही बोलत
तुमचा विश्वास आहे याच्यावर
But some of us don't. Chanting Hare Krishna will bring you not only happiness, but the perfection of happiness. That's faith. Faith is that if I follow this process, I will reach perfection. What is perfection anyway?
श्रद्धा म्हणजे ते पालन केल्याने परिपूर्णत्व मिळेल. परिपूर्णत्व म्हणजे काय?
Perfection is to have all my material desires fulfilled. Yes.
परिपूर्णत्व म्हणजे माझी सगळी भौतिक इच्छा ध्येय पूर्ण झालेली आहे.
Is that perfection?
ते परिपूर्णत्व आहे का?
Some people might think so.
आणि लोकांना असं वाटू शकतं.
Perfection means to awaken the treasure within our heart.
परिपूर्णत्व म्हणजे आपल्या हृदयामधील जो खजाना आहे तो पुनर्प्राप्त करणं, जागृत करणं.
Everyone has good fortune to come in their life. Everyone is waiting for the good fortune to appear.
प्रत्येकजण जीवनामध्ये सौभाग्याची वाट पाहतो, सौभाग्य पक्षाने.
So good fortune is pure devotional service, or when we say pure love for God.
सौभाग्य म्हणजे काय? शुद्ध भक्तीने सेवा करणं, भगवत प्रेम.
So by following this process, according to the instructions of the spiritual master, we might say, yes, I have faith in the spiritual master, I have faith in the process, I have faith in the Lord, but I don't have faith that I can do it. But if you have faith in these three things and you have faith that you can't do it, then you have to realize that you're correct. You can.
And
but the mercy is part of the process. Therefore, if you have faith in the process, faith in the Lord, follow accordingly, that faith alone will bring the mercy that will give you the qualifications to achieve the result. That faith alone is enough to bring success. But your faith will be tested. Maya, Krishna, whatever you might say, is testing our faith. Sometimes we practice and we don't get any results. We don't feel at all happy. We just want to do something else.
कधी कधी आपण भक्तीची साधना करत असतो, आपल्याला आनंद मिळत नाही, आपल्याला काहीतरी वेगळं करायची इच्छा असते.
But that's a test.
पण ही परीक्षा आहे.
Sometimes Krishna tests us by taking the taste away, just to see if we're dependent on the taste to keep going.
भगवंत आपली परीक्षा घेतात कशाद्वारे, की आपली भक्तीमधील रुची काढून घेऊन हे बघण्यासाठी आपण सातत्याने चालू ठेवतो का नाही.
There's another story in the Christian scriptures. You want to hear?
Krishna Shastra मध्ये आता सुंदर गोष्ट ऐकायची आहे का?
हरी बोलो.
I'm in my Christian book today. Don't worry. The story of Job.
Job.
Job was a dedicated follower of the Lord. And he was wealthy. He had a big family. And he was, quite materially successful. So one day, the devil, as in Christian scriptures, Maya is personified as some devil, some personality that has like horns, big tail, carries a pitchfork, and he's red in color. You see? Maya.
क्रिश्चियन छात्रों ने मायादास शैतान मुझे कहा जैसे शिंगा है लाम लगा शेपुट आए लाल लगा था है तो शैतान
Anyway, the devil, he came to God. He said, God, you know, your devotee Job, he's a very nice devotee only because he's got a lot of wealth, he's got a lot of family, he's successful. That's the reason he's so good, because he has a lot of things. And if he loses all this thing, he'll probably give up his spiritual life. So let me test him. The Lord said, you can test him. You can do anything you want to him, but don't kill him. So the Lord allowed Maya to attack Job. His family members got sick, many of them died. All his agricultural crops dried up. His house burned down. He lost everything. But still, he remained faithful. Then the devil was going to really test him. He said to God, tell Job to kill his own son. He won't be able to do it. He won't have the faith that even if you tell him, he won't have the faith. He'll give up his faith in you. God said, just watch. So God told Job, this is what I want you to do. I want you to kill your son. Job said, whatever you want, Lord, that is my will. So he was about to kill his own son. God ordered to. He didn't give up his faith. But the Lord stopped it just before it happened. Because the devil saw that, yes, Job was ready to go through with that. Even then he understood Job's faith was perfect. He's the epitome, the height of what we say faith that's mentioned in the Christian scriptures. Now, Krishna is not going to ask us to do that. He's going to ask us to chant every day our rounds. He's going to ask us every day to chant and follow the four regulative principles. He's going to ask us to read the scriptures, know the scriptures, apply the scriptures. He's going to ask us to eat only Krishna prasadam. These are the things he's going to ask us to associate with devotees and in a mood of friendship and love. These are the things that the Lord is going to test us. Can we do that continually, every day? With faith, with enthusiasm, with determination, with patience. That's easy compared to what Job had to do. So this process of Krishna consciousness not only brings about the desired result, but it's a wonderful process. The verse before this verse says, Raja Vidya, Raja Guya, Pavitam Idam Uttamam, Pavakshila Dhamam Dharmam Susukam Kartam Avyayam, that this process is joyfully performed. Srila Prabhupada said this process is simple. But not easy. Simple. Chant Hare Krishna, take prasad, associate with devotees, read nice books, eat nice food. Yes, simple. But do it every day, day after day, year after year, month, decade after decade. To stay fixed in the process, that's where it's difficult. Because the nature of the conditioned soul is wants to try something different. Yes. I tried this Krishna consciousness. It's nice. But let me try something else. I need a little variety in my life. Some action. Yeah, we're looking for the nature of the conditioned soul is something new. And then, if I get something new, then I'll have faith. Right? Change. Prabhupada said, walk on your hands, whatever you do, change. Yeah, walk on your hands, but whatever you do, change. Say it again. That means just do something different. But spiritual life means to do the same thing every day. We're chanting Hare Krishna. It's the same mantra, right? For years. We're associating with the same people practically. We're reading the same books. Sometimes we're seeing the same videos. Same deity. So, but the nature of the conditioned soul is give me something new. Give me something, I have to change. That is material. That is mundane. Because spiritual life, each of these processes allows one to experience more and more spiritual, what we say, knowledge, happiness, by performing the same thing. The more you chant Hare Krishna with faith and with attention and devotion, the more Krishna reveals himself through that simple process of chanting. So powerful.
Hare Krishna mantra jaya par sadhena dhan puro ek bhagatene jab karlo tabe Krishna satara prakat karta prakat ko sokya hai.
But we have to have a desire for it. If our desire is weak, we can't continue. Desire is everything. There was a story. Prabhupada was on a morning walk with many of... Prabhupada would go on a walk every day with many senior devotees. And sometimes other devotees would come who weren't so senior. And so, the senior devotees would ask all the questions. Because they would always be next to Prabhupada and ask the questions. So there was one new devotee, he was there, he was on the morning walk. He didn't say anything, he didn't ask any questions, he was just walking, listening. So the walk was over, Prabhupada got into his car, Prabhupada was getting into his car, this devotee, he runs up to Prabhupada's. And when Prabhupada's getting in the car, the door is still open, he says, "Prabhupada, what does it take to become Krishna conscious?" That was the question. What does it take to become Krishna conscious? Prabhupada said one word. He said, desire.
Icha.
That was the word, desire.
Icha.
He didn't say chant. He didn't say that, you know, worship the deity. He said, desire. Make your desire to become Krishna conscious. And as soon as your desire is strong, you'll see that Krishna gives you so many opportunities to help fulfill that desire. So we have to strengthen our desire. How to strengthen our desire? How to purify our desire? Associate with devotees and develop the qualities that are necessary for practicing devotional service. These are essential in order to develop that pure desire. These qualities, humility, tolerance, patience. In Kali Yuga, patience is like something nobody knows what it means anymore. When I sit in a car and driving in India, I watch a lack of patience. Everyone wants to go first. It's amazing. Still, nobody crashes, but still, it looks like everybody's impatient. It's the motive passion. But patience. Who has patience nowadays? Very difficult, right? We want instant everything, right? Instant happiness, instant knowledge, instant everything. Instant. Prasadam should be right now. Instant. Very hard to have patience nowadays. But patience is a principle that makes devotional service practice successful. One has to develop patience. Patience is faith is a symptom of patience. When you have faith, you're patient. When Prabhupada began the movement, there was one devotee. His name was Hare Griva, first devotee in the Hare Krishna movement. He said, he was like this teacher. He was like a very aristocratic type of speaker. He said, "Prabhupada, I have been practicing Krishna consciousness for 1 year and I still do not have love of God."
Hare Krishna, कृष्णा अंधकारामध्ये एक भक्त होते, पहिले भक्त हयग्रीव प्रभू, ते शिक्षक होते अत्यंत राजेशाही अशा कुटुंबातून आलेले. त्यांनी प्रश्न विचारला, अनुपान एक वर्षापासून कृष्ण भक्तीचा पालन करत आहे.
Times have you been in the material world? I've been practicing 20 years. Nothing. 30 years. Just beginning. 50 years. Step one. So many millions of lifetimes in the material world, in different material situations, being associated with the material energy in different species of life, and developing different types of consciousness, and developing different types of attitudes, and bad habits, and good habits, and so many things. All these things that are like, all these layers of covering over the soul. It's just like extending out as far, even farther than that.
लाखो लाखो जन्मांचा भौतिक सहवास आहे, भौतिकांना अनेक चांगल्या वाईट सवयी जडलेल्या आहेत, आणि आत्म्यावर एवढं आवरण झालंय, हात दाखवण्यापेक्षा पण मोठं आवरण आत्म्यावर
stages of bhakti, and each one of these stages requires faith. As our anarthas go, our faith becomes stronger. So that's what's holding us back, these anarthas. Associate with devotees, practice the process. And gradually. And as it says there, one must continue despite all difficulties, and gradually, when Krishna sees your faith, your determination, your steadiness in devotional service, then his mercy becomes more and more easily accepted and available, more easily available and accepted. Faith. Yes, you have faith that sooner or later I will stop. And I can tell you one thing, have faith that this Prashada
will be.
Any questions?
Hare Krishna. One question. You said in the lecture that even if we have faith in Krishna versus spiritual master, but have no faith that we can have question is, what is the importance of our own determination to practice bhakti, or importance of power of persistence? Other question is, आपली गुरुवर श्रद्धा असेल, कृष्णावर श्रद्धा असेल, भक्तीवर श्रद्धा असेल, पण आपली स्वतःवर श्रद्धा नाही की मी पालन करू शकेन मला सांगा बोलते, पण जर भगवंतांच्या गुरुंच्या कृपेवर श्रद्धा असेल की ते माझा उद्धार करू शकतात, तर त्या श्रद्धेमुळे आपण उद्धार होऊ शकतो. तर आपण कृपेवरच अवलंबून आहोत आणि त्या आपली श्रद्धा असेल, तर मग आपले वैयक्तिक जे प्रयत्न आहेत, निर्धार आहे, चिंत, मेहनत, स्वतःच्या प्रयत्नाने प्रगती करण्याचा प्रयत्न करणे, याच्याविषयी काय म्हणत
When we read in the Bhagavad Gita that Arjuna, he had, in the beginning, he had no faith that by fighting, the results would bring auspiciousness.
आपण गीतेमध्ये वाचतो की सुरुवातीला अर्जुनाला ही श्रद्धा नव्हती की हे पालन करून काहीतरी मंगलमय प्राप्त होईल.
So Krishna spent practically the whole rest of the time convincing Arjuna that to have this faith you will get the what we say the best and all auspicious results.
आणि उरलेली गीता आहे त्यामध्ये भगवान श्री कृष्ण अर्जुनाला पटवून देत आहे हे पालन केल्यामुळे तुला सगळ्यात चांगले परिणाम प्राप्त होतील.
Krishna had to convince him through logic, through argument, through philosophy.
श्री कृष्ण तर्क वाद विवाद आणि
Krishna told him to fight, but he wouldn't fight. So Krishna has spent all his time trying to convince him from different angles, using different principles, different philosophical points, to finally convince Arjuna that fighting was the best course of action.
वेगवेगळे युक्तिवादाद्वारे अनेक तर्काद्वारे अनेक मुद्द्याद्वारे अर्जुनाला पटवून द्यावं लागलं.
So even though Krishna told him to fight at the beginning, still he didn't do it.
जरी सुरुवातीला श्री कृष्णाने सांगितलं की युद्ध कर, अर्जुनाने ते केलं नाही.
He had doubts.
त्याच्या मनामध्ये शंका होत्या.
In fact, he had many doubts, and he had arguments to prove his doubts too. Then Krishna didn't say, well, I'm God and I know what's right, so you better do it. No. Krishna took so much time and what we say patience to teach Arjuna from the point of knowledge that he should fight.
श्री कृष्णाने अनेक भरपूर वेळ दिला आणि संयमानंद सांगत होते की ज्ञानाद्वारे देखील की हे तू केलं पाहिजे.
So Prabhupada said, I have written all these books just to convince you to surrender to Krishna.
श्री गोपाळ म्हणाले, ही सगळी पुस्तक मी लिहिले त्याच उद्देशाने, हे तुम्हाला पटवून देण्यासाठी की तुम्ही श्री कृष्णांना शरण.
That's the purport of all these books that have been given to us. It's to teach us from different angles of vision, different philosophical aspects, to convince us that through our intelligence that we should surrender to Krishna, and that by surrendering this will bring about the desired result.
And Srila Prabhupada's sarva pustakanchan ek tatpary ahe he ki Sri Krishna na sharan jaane anek vegvegya drishtikonatun anek mudyadvare aapla buddhi la patun deyasathi Sri Krishna na sharan jaana ha uddesh ahe tyadvare sarvachya yash prapt hote.
So if you're convinced without reading the books, that's fine. But if you're not, or if you have some doubts, or something comes up in the future to create a disturbance, then you should get this knowledge and be convinced by philosophical knowledge that this is the right and perfect course of action.
तत्वज्ञानाचा अध्ययन करून शंका दूर केल्या पाहिजे.
If your mind is convinced, that's not enough, because your mind changes. So we have to be convinced by our intelligence. Therefore we should read these books, study these books, develop their proper understanding. Okay. Be convinced with knowledge. Yes? Any question? Yeah, you can give her the mic. Hare Krishna.
Same things every day, but when we pray to Lord, but we pray different, we have different prayers that in the spiritual life to progress, but are these prayers material then? Like if we have, our prayers keep changing, but these are spiritual prayers in one sense.
Question is, what is the prayer? If we're praying, it depends what we're praying for. The best prayer is to ask the Lord to give us service. Or praying to help us remove those things which are blocking us from engaging faithfully, enthusiastically in service. So prayer is there, and there are many kinds of prayers. So we should pray according to what is best for our spiritual life. Therefore, we can adopt those prayers spoken by the great souls as mentioned in the scriptures. If we're not sure how to pray, we can pray by using these prayers. Prayers by Prahlad Maharaj, prayers by Lord Shiva, prayers by Lord Brahma, prayers by the Purchetas. There's so many prayers in the scriptures that we can use to pray. But to pray for something material, or pray for a better material situation, Krishna may or may not think that's the best thing to give you. Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, he gave a suggested prayer for the society of this kind. He said we should pray like this. Two things. My dear Lord, please take away all those things that are blocking my relationship with you. And my dear Lord, please bring about all those things I need in order to develop my relationship with you. That's a perfect prayer. Because it doesn't, you know, we're not asking for anything for but devotion to Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
even if we need something in our life and we think it's important, if we engage in devotional service with faith, Krishna will fulfill that desire if he feels it's helpful for us. And many times Krishna even gives his devotees material things because he's pleased with them. Of course, a devotee doesn't ask for it, but Krishna wants to reciprocate. So sometimes Krishna will give something material to make the devotee happy in their life. Actually, this is not really material. It's Krishna's gift as a way to say, you know, thank you. He's just, oh, it's actually something spiritual, but it may come in the form of some good fortune in one's life. But the most important prayer is, my dear Lord, please make me your devotee. Please engage me in your devotional service. Okay. You have to have faith to pray like that. But if you pray like that, even if your faith is weak, still it works. Prabhupada used to say, Krishna is fulfilling everyone's desire. What to speak about his devotees? He will fulfill that desire even faster than he's fulfilling the desires of the materialists. That takes faith. But it works. Sudama Vipra, he came to Krishna just to his wife wanted to have some riches. She was living poor, they were poor. She said to her husband, Krishna is your friend, he's living in Dwarka, why don't you go see him and ask him if he can help us. And she said, when you go with Krishna, you can give him this little gift. It was some bag of chip rice, real low-class broken rice. She tied it on his collar. She said, you offer that to Krishna. And
Sri Krishna, Mr. Pati, Sudama Vipra, Kahi, Adi Krishna, Dharja, Adi Pohe, Dile, and Jekha, Purushuddhi, Pantra, Adi Purushuddhi, Adi Kakega, Lalu.
He didn't want to go to see Krishna to ask him for anything materially. But since his wife was persistent, he went. So he was thinking, here's a nice opportunity to see Krishna. So he went. And Krishna was sitting in his palace with the goddess of fortune, and she was massaging his feet. And when Krishna saw his friend Sudama, he immediately got up and welcomed him. And then Krishna brought him to sit next to him on the same bed he was sitting in. And they were just talking. Both were feeling very happy. Then Krishna saw this little bag. He said, oh, what is that? And he grabbed it.
Sudama was embarrassed to give that to Krishna because it was just such some low class chipped rice. Krishna opened the bag and ate one piece. And he was about to eat the second piece. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, she stopped him. No, she said, my dear Lord, that is not fit for you to eat. They continued to talk in a very friendly way. Sudama was so happy. He never asked anything from Krishna. He didn't even ask what he came for. And then he went home. He was walking home, he was feeling so happy. He was walking in the direction where his house was. But then he got in the area and he couldn't find his house. Then he saw this beautiful lady running towards him. She was all dressed up. He didn't recognize her at first. She was coming out of this palace. And it was his wife. He was shocked. She was so happy. Krishna gave him a palace, beautiful, everything, all opulence. He never asked for anything. When Krishna is pleased, he gives so many things. So if we just try to please Krishna, there's no loss. Pleasing Krishna means pleasing Krishna's devotees. That's all. That's the best prayer. How to please the Lord, that's all. Question?
कितने बड़ा भक्ता भक्तन जैसे श्रद्धा नस्ते ये श्रद्धा किसी वाले वाले ये प्रश्न है ना
so many times devotees don't have faith among themselves
don't have
among themselves they don't have faith so how to increase this faith among devotees
devotees
don't have faith in devotees
devotees don't have faith in devotees
yeah among devotees
how to develop faith in
Well, why don't you have faith? Some problems? So, if you don't have faith, associate with people who give you faith. We shouldn't associate with people who we don't have faith. Have faith, associate with people you have faith with. Devotees have different personalities, so there may be some differences in character, personality, like that. But still, everyone's trying to become a devotee. Associate with those devotees that bring you up. Don't associate with devotees that bring you down. It's important to associate with people who give us inspiration, who enliven us, who encourage us, who help us in different ways. That's the kind of association we want. And if you feel like, you know, you can't associate, you be the association. You inspire others. Don't always look for inspiration, give inspiration also. Association means keeping Krishna in the center. Keeping Krishna in the center means talking about Krishna, talking about devotional service, glorifying the Lord. These are ways to associate. Not associating by speaking about what's on, you know, door darshan and television. Association means keeping spiritual principles, Krishna consciousness, in the center of that association. As soon as you talk about Krishna, you're actually in the spiritual world. Okay? Should we stop here? Seems like everyone is going. Make sure everyone gets prasad before we leave. Even if you get nothing out of my lecture, you can get some prasad. Okay, we'll stop here. Should we have like 1 minute kirtan? Just quick kirtan, and then everyone can take the shot.
Gracias.